Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Hello everyone, I'm Alicia.
And I'm Nathan.
Welcome to episode 117 of Adventures and Mousecapades. This week we are talking about how our house is in shambles and we're going on vacation.
Yes, the great... What do we call it? You had a great name for this the other day.
Pipe burst of doom.
The pipe burst of doom. That's right. We are almost done dealing with all this stuff. Mm-hmm. We have paperwork is finally in flight for all the payments for everything. We have our construction should be finishing up in the next few days. Yeah, it'll be good to get back to a normal life whenever that's able to happen, because between closet delivery delays and everything else, I don't know when we're exactly going to get back into the house full time. I think it's going to be after our trip.
Probably.
Yeah. Anywho, this week we are continuing the trip reports that we started 2+ years ago for all of our past Disney trips. We actually kind of started this out as a, I don't know, we're going to run out of ideas for a podcast, so let's talk about all of our old trips. Oh, we had lots of ideas, and I was sure this time last year we were going to be done with our trip reports, our past trip reports, by the end of the holidays. Alicia's like, not a chance. Publicly and for the record, Alicia, you were right.
Not surprising.
Anyhow, we figure these will be great for our future selves when we can't remember a darn thing at all. So let's recap the highlights of our quote-unquote business trip to Disney World back in the fall of 2018. This was a very special trip for us, and not just because we got to leave the kids at home and take half of our airfare as paid for by our employer. This was the last big trip for Alicia's dear friend and colleague, Mona, just before her decade-long struggle against cancer ended. We had such an amazing time with her, and we'll cover some of that. But if you hear us taking a pause every once in a while, just know that we're remembering a cherished friend who brought so much joy to the world. We miss you, Mona, and fuck cancer.
So this was my business trip. A bunch of my coworkers and I flew to Orlando for the International Administrative Professionals Conference. The 2018 edition of this was held at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center, which is just outside the Disney bubble in Orlando and is a huge resort. Nathan, what did you think of the resort?
After my 12-year-old self got over the name, it was nice. It was definitely not Disney. It was definitely Florida. There are literally alligators in the middle of the building.
I thought that was cool, honestly.
That was kind of cool. It's kind of like Vegas, but in Florida. Like, it had a very weird, over-the-top themed vibe going to it. And would I stay there again? Owning DVC? No.
So I was literally going to say it reminded me of Vegas in Florida. So that's hilarious that you said that.
I mean, it was a really nice place. Mm-hmm. It is outside and not on Disney property. You know, especially owning DVC, I don't think I'd go back there. But I've sure stayed at a lot less nice places. And this was great. I enjoyed it. What did you think of it?
Basically the same thing. I mean, it reminded me a lot of Vegas and Florida. It's a humongous resort. It's absolutely huge. And I don't know what you call it. It's like an atrium area inside.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of a mall type thing.
Yeah.
But had some things that had some, I guess, storefronts or whatever that looked kind of like houses or shacks or something. I don't know. Yeah. For some reason, it reminded me of the Venetian in Vegas, and I'm not entirely sure why. Maybe just the walkway area inside.
Yeah, exactly. The Venetian kind of tries to replicate like what it feels like to walk through the canals in Venice with the old buildings and stuff like that, but you're inside.
Yeah.
So I can get that kind of vibe, but what's coming through my head right now is it's like a Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville like Florida version of Venice.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. That's
ship it.
Yeah. That tracks. Yeah.
So Alicia, how was the rest of the facility? I mean, I'd only saw, I think one of the restaurants or a couple of the restaurants in the lobby and stuff. And the room was nice and comfortable. Yeah. How was the rest of the facility from like a convention perspective?
It was your typical convention center. There's a huge, large facility for
conventions.
Many, many people for conventions. And they had smaller breakout rooms. The convention I go to had like a big keynote every day. Okay. And then there's different tracks you could take depending on what you wanted to cover. And so I'd go to different rooms throughout the day to just go over whatever topic I was learning about that day. So it's just your typical convention. I mean, I've been to, I think, 3 or 4 of these.
Yeah,
one of them was in Vegas. One of them was in Orlando.
Two of them have been in Orlando.
Different places in Orlando.
Yes.
But they're all, I mean, convention centers are all pretty much the same.
How many people are at this convention? Just ballpark. I know you don't know an exact count.
I think around 4,000 or 5,000.
Okay. All right.
It's not humongous, which actually I think makes it better.
That's true. I remember back in the day, this is 17, 18 years ago, I went to a couple Microsoft Tech Ed conferences. They were both in Orlando, actually. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's like 20 or 22,000 people.
Yeah.
Like, that's just insane.
Yeah. There are still sessions that were standing room only or like sold out or however you want to say that.
Yeah.
Maximum capacity for super, super popular topics. But for the most part, I think I got into everything. This was... I do have to say, this was one of the years where Mona and I walked out of a session, though.
Oh, no. Did not agree with the speaker?
No, because we don't feel you have to wear heels and dresses every day for work to be productive in your job.
Ooh.
And that. Yeah. I may have raised my hand and spoken up on that. And was basically told, well, then you're not doing it right. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in a tech company and I'm crawling underneath desks and setting stuff up. And I do not need to look a certain way to be capable in my job. So yeah, Mona and I, we walked out and we were not the only ones who walked out of there. So
wow, that's funny. So there's lots of conference rooms and I have to bring this up. We have this picture. And there's conference rooms like A through, I don't know, it goes way high in the alphabet. And they're all in these different wings. And they have a sign that says, you know, like cafeteria this way or this thing the other way. And then down this way is Florida AF. And yeah, I think that convention center, that labels the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center perfectly. It is Florida AF.
Florida AF, yep. I do want to note that this trip, during the conference, I snuck out of the keynote one morning.
Yeah.
And got on the phone with Bill and Rachel, and this is when we purchased the Panama Canal Cruise.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yes.
That was a big surprise. This was our 2020 Panama Canal cruise.
Yep. And you didn't find out about it until a year after this.
Yeah.
That was hard.
That's right. Well, we'll cover that. That's going to be another, I think we have one more trip and then that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we have one more and then we're all caught up and we're just current with whatever's going on in real time. So we're getting there. We're getting there.
This was an epic trip. I mean, first I had my learning sessions, which were good. Other than that, you know, one.
Yeah.
I was there with a great group of coworkers, and it was just phenomenal getting to spend time with them in a place that I love, too.
Yeah.
We had some nice dinners and whatnot here and there. But Nathan, while I was in meetings and classes all day, what did you get up to?
Well, in the classic words of every Super Bowl winner, I'm going to Disney World. I did solo days in the parks. It was amazing. It was literally the 1st of October. There was hardly anybody in the parks. I felt like I had the place to myself. This was probably the first time I really leaned in to just going for the vibes. Mm-hmm. I didn't care how many rides I rode. I just wanted to be there in the park. I remember walking through Fantasyland and I saw maybe all of 6 or 7 other families around or other parties around.
Wow.
It was deserted.
That's awesome.
I had the bright idea, as I do, to go on Small World. And I decided to myself that I was going to live stream my Small World trip on Facebook. And so I did. And yeah, that brought me much joy. But I was literally the only person in line. And then somebody else came up right at the end.
Oh.
And I sat at the front of the boat. She sat at the very back of the boat. And she was a single person. I think her husband was similarly in a conference, not the admin conference, but shocker. There's multiple conferences going around in Orlando at any one given time. But yeah, we were both just there doing Disney World for the day, Magic Kingdom by ourselves. And yeah, I had almost a whole boat to myself. I don't think there was anybody in the boat in front of us, and I don't think there was anybody in the boat behind us. They were sending empty boats just to get people through who had already ridden ahead of us.
That's
so
hilarious.
It was amazing. I had so much fun and yeah, just really enjoyed being there for the vibes. It was great. I will say that we flew in on a Saturday. I think your session started later in the day on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we went with Mona to eat at the Garden Grill in Epcot on that Sunday morning and had a character breakfast. And that was hands down probably the most fun character breakfast I think we've ever had.
Yeah.
The characters were so much fun. I think we saw all of them 3 or 4 times. They were hamming it up with us.
Mm-hmm.
The wait staff was phenomenal. The food was amazing. This is what I hold in my brain as the ideal character breakfast experience.
Yeah.
Except for one other character breakfast experience, which we'll get to in a few minutes because that was also on this trip.
Yes. Yeah, this was really neat. I had my tiny TARDIS with me from Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some really cool pictures of some of the characters from Garden Grill. They actually held the TARDIS, which I don't think they can do anymore.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, it was amazing. We had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun. And we hung out and walked a little bit through Epcot with Mona. I think we got over towards the UK and hit the pub, as you do.
Of course.
Saw Mary Poppins and good times were had by all. Absolutely. I think we also introduced her to the Italian margaritas, the limoncello margaritas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Mona, she agreed. She concurred. Those were good.
Yes.
We may have stopped off for a pint in Germany and as you do, when in Rome.
Yes. And so we stopped for a pint in Germany and Mona told us, she's like, you haven't been to the beer garden before? You're going to the beer garden.
Yeah.
So we went in there. There was nobody in there. We had lunch there. And that was a really cool experience. We still haven't taken the kids into there. We need to do sometime.
We should.
The music is great. It's so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, we'll do this again.
Yeah.
And this was at the Food and Wine Festival time.
Yes.
So they had all sorts of really cool topiaries and stuff out. Yeah. I'm scrolling through our pictures here. There's a picture of a Mickey Mouse topiary with a chef's hat on, and he's got one of those, half bowl Weber grills that he's grilling up some vegetables on. It's really cool.
I thought it was a top hat at first. I'm like, why is he wearing? Oh, no, it's a chef hat.
Chef's hat. Theming, Alicia. It's theming.
Yes, 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 yes. That was a good day.
That was an amazing day.
Yeah.
That was an amazing day. And so I just did that. I went to various parks. I hit Magic Kingdom a few times. I hit Epcot a little bit. I hit Studios. I'm pretty sure I hit Animal Kingdom by myself for one morning. Like, I just did whatever I want. And then every once in a while, y'all would let me hang out with you for an evening.
Yeah.
I know you had some dinners with your group, and then you let me tag along one night. I remember we hit the Edison. I remember everybody's reaction when we ordered the clothesline.
The bacon.
The bacon. Yes. Yeah. It was so good.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah, we were walking around Disney Springs. We went to Ghirardelli and had a survey pop up like a couple of days later.
Yes.
And I had to take a screenshot because this was hilarious. The survey was, please rate the healthy choices available at Ghirardelli Ice Cream and Chocolate Shop. Healthy choices.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these are the options you had. Excellent. Very good. Good. Just okay. Poor. And I was not looking for healthy choices.
There's only one right answer.
There's only one right
answer. If you're at Ghirardelli Ice Cream Shop, I was not looking for healthy choices.
No. Yeah. But it was delicious.
Of course. Of course.
So after the conference, I had tagged on a little bit afterwards for vacation. So said goodbye to my coworkers. Actually, I was not the only one who stuck around for a couple of days after. But said goodbye to my coworkers, finished the conference out, and we transitioned from the Gaylord Palms over to the original DVC resort, Old Key West. We had a one-bedroom suite that was overlooking a small pond and part of the golf course.
This was beautiful. Loved it over there. This was pre-refurb of Old Key West. So I will say the interiors definitely were in need of a refurb at that point. Yeah, this was in 2016?
A few moments later.
Yeah, this was October of 2018, and I think they started a refurb like the next year of redoing the interiors of a bunch of the rooms and things like that. So it was still really comfortable, beautiful view of the pond and part of the golf course and everything. Really enjoyed it. We had lunch at Olivia's when we first got over there, and that was unexpectedly amazing. Everything that everybody says about Olivia's being worth it, 100% true.
Yes, Olivia's is a hidden gem, kind of. I mean, I guess it's not that hidden, but
no.
It is difficult to get reservations there from time to time. Mm-hmm. The food is phenomenal. We've been there a couple of times.
Yep, yep. And pretty much, like, if you really, really, really are dying to go and get a reservation, obviously, right at peak times of, you know, lunch and dinner are going to be rough. But we got there at, like, 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we walked right in and they seated us. And it was, you know, it was also a slower season. This was back in the before times when there actually was a slow season at Disney World. So things are a little bit different now. But we really liked Old Key West. It's a little more, I will say, laid back, relaxed in theming, maybe, than I think our preferences. I think we've, staying at lots of different DVC resorts, we've, I think, fallen into, what I'm not going to complain about, a rut of going a little bit more fancy and swanky.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather stay at a Riviera or something of that nature than Old Key West. But if Old Key West is all that's available, happy to stay there.
Yeah. Old Key West and Saratoga Springs are similar in the fact that they are absolutely humongous resorts.
Yes.
They are very sprawling. They are many buildings. And depending on where you are, you have quite a hike to get to the main building where everything is.
Yep.
And that can be difficult, especially if you don't have a vehicle. There are buses that stop or that go throughout the resort, and there are many stops on those buses. So it's not just a really quick jaunt to the main building.
Yeah, if you're going to stay at Saratoga or Old Key West, I highly recommend having a rental car. I think it's kind of worth it to make things getting around easier. and not having to take an internal bus loop and then hopping over to a resort bus. I mean, you're looking at an hour potentially, depending on where your mm-hmm. room is, to get over to one of the parks. Yeah. And for us, it's just easier to have a car if you're going to stay at someplace like that.
It's not required by any means, but no, it is,
you can
it is
absolutely
nice.
Do it. Right, right, right.
One of the other really fun things about the old Key West Resort is you can take a boat over to Disney Springs.
Oh, yeah.
And we hadn't done this before. This is the first time we'd stayed in a resort that had access to Disney Springs like this. And we did it a couple times. It's just a really nice leisurely ride over there. You go past Port Orleans and Riverside and everything mm-hmm. and get over to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
So that was fun. I liked that.
I love that. We took advantage of that a couple evenings mm-hmm. for some shopping and some dinners and things like that. Good times.
Yep. We did a couple of events this trip, and one of them was the DVC Moonlight Magic at Hollywood Studios.
This was amazing, and this was the scene mm-hmm. for the other most epic character dining experience that we've ever had. We walked in. I think we got there a little later in the evening, mm-hmm. maybe around 6 or so, 6 or 7, and the Hollywood and Vine restaurant where Minnie's character breakfast is, seasonal character breakfast, was really wrapping up. They weren't going to be open for the party, for the after-hours party.
Dining, not
character.
Breakfast.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I love the character breakfast so much. The, all character dining is a character breakfast. Anyhow, thank you, Alicia. So I think we just did a walk-up to see like if we could get in, and they're like, oh yeah, let's go. So we had immediate seating for a character dining, and all of the characters, so there's Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Daisy, and was Pluto around too, or Goofy? I think it's Goofy. They're all, because it's Halloween season, they're all in costume outfits. Yep. And holy cow, they're cute as a button. Not only that, but we basically closed the restaurant.
Yeah.
And the characters just went off the rails. It was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Donald and Daisy were like smooching and canoodling over in the corner, and just they were playing pranks on each other. Yeah. It was...
Minnie was skipping around and dancing. Yeah,
this is everything that you want, just like a character experience to be, whether it's a character dining or just a random thing. Mm-hmm. It's not the wait in a line for your 90 seconds with a character. It just felt authentic. You know, mm-hmm. you're in the world with the characters. This was magic. This was pure magic.
Yes. Donald came over in his little astronaut outfit and did a little dance for us.
That's right.
Daisy came over to talk to you and to so you could get a picture with her.
Yes.
I was taking pictures, and you told her.
Yeah, so I said, Daisy, did you know that you're Alicia's favorite character? And Daisy just like stopped and like threw me out of the way and charged toward the other side of the table and had a grand old interaction and a huge hug and everything mm-hmm. with Alicia. It was so fantastic. I was chopped liver at that point. It was, we had such a great night. We had such a great night.
That was a lot of fun.
Yep. Yep. Mickey and Minnie, actually a bunch of them were kind of like had this vampire-y, spider-y vibe going on. Mm-hmm. Donald was a space astronaut. Although now that I'm looking at the pictures, he had this mechanical like box, like
it's like Darth Vader.
It looks like Darth Vader's like front plate on him. I was like, okay, that's odd. Although mm-hmm. with Donald, I think that's in character. Goofy was like a spidery cowboy. I don't know. We'll share some of these pictures. Yeah,
they're cute.
Yeah, they're amazing. We had so much fun.
Yeah. And the rest of the evening was phenomenal as well, for sure.
Yeah.
There were so many characters that we got to visit.
Yeah. this is classic after hours event. This is one of those, like, this is kind of like our standard that I think we judge everything else by.
Yes.
We saw Clarabelle and Horace. We saw Bolt. We saw Sweetums from the Muppets. We saw Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
Yeah.
Huh.
BB-8 and Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
And this was like pre-Galaxy's Edge, too.
It was. We have a picture here of like the construction wall up for Galaxy's Edge that hadn't opened up yet. Toy Story Land was open, so we were able to hit Slinky Dog Dash. Mm-hmm. We saw and rode Tower of Terror. And I will caveat that with this was before I realized how to have fun with it. I still did not like that ride at all. I know we hit Rock and Roller Coaster. That was just amazing. And then pour one out because I'm sad now. This is the last time I ever saw the Sorcerer Mickey garden that was outside of the Brown Derby. So there was a Sorcerer Mickey topiary, and he was conducting a bunch of the brooms all around that that garden circle. And it's gone.
I'm sure they'll come back at some point. Don't worry.
I really wish I could get one of those broom statues somewhere. That would be
amazing.
You have
two right behind you.
No, those are like 3 inches tall. Okay. I want the ones from the garden. Oh. Man, that's going on either side of our front porch. Uh-huh.
I see. Well, after this, we had three phenomenal days at the parks. We got to visit Epcot and Magic Kingdom and just had some great times at both of them.
Yep.
I'm looking through some pictures here and notice that the trash cans don't look like this anymore. We took a picture of this trash can because it says bottles and cans on there. And
just clap your hands.
Just clap your hands. Yeah, we got to. Every time we see that, we sing the Beck song. Handouts, two turntables and a microphone. Bottles and cans,
just clap your hands. Just clap your hands. That's right. I saw a bottles and cans sign when I was there in 92. Editor's note, it was 2008, but who's counting? And I have never seen one since except for this one. It's like a double trash and recycling bin on Main Street, and it said bottles and cans on it. And so, yeah, I took some pictures of trash cans in Disneyland or Disney World because, you know, I'm weird. Thank you. Thank you and good night.
Well, on one of these days, we headed over to Magic Kingdom around 4 o'clock for early entry to the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Yeah. We were just strolling around because obviously at four, we're a little earlier than the party goes. Now, we had annual passes still at this point, so we could kind of go and do whatever we want. I think early admission for Not So Scary doesn't happen until, maybe it does start at four. I don't remember. I'm sure you could look at one of our back episodes where we've explicitly talked about Mickey and Minnie's Not So Scary, and there's your answer. Or use the interwebs. The rectangle of knowledge holds all the answers to the world. Mm-hmm. But anywho, we found ourselves browsing things on Main Street and stumbled into the Crystal Art Shop. And then we were just kind of poking around and found ourselves in the very back of the shop. And they have a working glass blowing workshop there. We stood there for probably 20 or 30 minutes chatting with a cast member, not just a cast member, this artisan. Mm-hmm. Who was blowing a vase or a bowl, or I forget exactly what she was making, but it was we were just kind of awestruck at being able to sit there and watch this in Disney World.
Yep. I can tell you what she was making.
Okay.
A pumpkin.
Oh, that makes sense. That checks out.
She's making a glass pumpkin. Yeah. This was really cool to watch, and we chatted with her the whole time, and it's just a lot of fun to talk with people and learn more about their craft and her passion of making this. It was really fun.
Yeah. So if you're ever looking to, you know, kill a few hours, or maybe not a few hours, but looking for something interesting that's a little off the beaten path there in Magic Kingdom, go check out the glass blowing workshop. It's in the back of Crystal Arts, which is a shop that is in most parks across the world, in most Disney parks, and run by the Erebus brothers.
Yeah. Well, at the Halloween party, we hit a bunch of the rides, of course, because that's what you want to do.
Yep.
And some of them had special theming available, which is always fun.
Yeah. There were live actors scattered throughout Pirates of the Caribbean. This is so much. I think there was a couple even in the queue line that they were talking to people in line. It was surprising, but enjoyable.
Yeah. Candy, of course.
Oh, yeah. And the full-size candy.
Full-size candy.
Yeah.
And the best, in my opinion, parade.
Yeah. Boo to you.
I love this parade so much.
Yeah, it's good.
We got to visit a couple of the princesses. We saw Cinderella and
Elena of Avalor.
Elena of Avalor. Yes, I couldn't remember the name. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I. It's okay. To be clear, and for the record, I had to ask you earlier today.
Yes,
who that was? So I was like, who's this supposed to be? We rode, like we said, Pirates. We were on Haunted Mansion, of course.
Of course.
We did Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Space Mountain. It was a full evening in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The next day, we had breakfast at Ohana. And again, just some really special interactions with all the characters. I think this was a Friday morning. We had like an 8 a.m. breakfast. There was nobody. Like the restaurant was...
It was empty.
Maybe half full, maybe. So we got extra time with the characters. It was a joy. What a beautiful time of the year to go.
Yeah. It's funny. I'm looking at all this. We did a lot of character meals, and we don't do as many with the kids because neither of them really like them.
No, they don't. They're like, stop bothering me. I want to eat my food. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I get it. But
we had good character dining interactions this trip.
Yeah. Let's see. That day we hit a little bit of Animal Kingdom early in the morning. We did a little bit more strolling around Epcot in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We hit Disney Springs again that night. We had dinner at the boathouse out on the dock. I think we had Bill and Rachel with us that night too, if I remember correctly. I think so. We stopped for a nightcap and things over at the Edison. Saturday, I remember we kind of took a little bit of a lazy day, had a late start.
Yeah.
And hung out with our friends Bill and Rachel over at their place and their puppers. And we eventually made it out into the real world. We stopped by Wilderness Lodge. Alicia and I had never been there. And Rachel actually used to, I think, be the HR lead for the Wilderness Lodge Resort back in the day. And man, if you haven't been in Wilderness Lodge or on those grounds, kind of out past the lobby towards the lagoon or the lake, rather, it's beautiful. The architecture mm-hmm. is gorgeous. It's very Pacific Northwest-y. The grounds and the fountains and the pools and everything else.
Yep.
It's great.
Caitlin's over there right now.
She is.
It was a good trip.
It was a great trip.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I learned stuff. We enjoyed the parks.
Yeah. You got some henna done that night. We went back to Epcot with Bill and Rachel and did some drinking around the world. I think by the time we hit France, I was feeling no pain whatsoever.
What are the odds?
Shocker.
Shocker. Yeah. And then we had to go home.
Yeah. Bummer. Yeah. That whole responsibility thing.
Meh. We packed a lot into just those couple of days at the parks after the conference, for sure.
Yeah, we did.
Good trip. Amazing memories.
Yep.
Parts of this I will cherish forever.
Absolutely. Well, we are not affiliated with Disney or their subsidiaries. These are our personal opinions and suggestions based on our own experiences. We recommend working with a travel agent or contacting Disney directly to plan your perfect vacation.
If you have any questions or suggestions, or if you'd like to be interviewed on our show to share your Disney experience, please send us an email to podcast@ourmousecapades.com.
go ahead and follow us on social media. We're at Our Mousecapades on Instagram and Facebook and Threads, and we're on YouTube now too, all over the place. You can find us. Go ahead and also give us a rating and review, especially in the Apple Podcasts app, if that is your app of choice, which it is for about 50% of you. That really helps people find us. Go ahead and like and subscribe, a 5-star rating, leave a review, all those great things.
Thank you for listening. We'll be in your ears next week.
Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.
I was taking pictures, and you told her.
Yeah, I said, Daisy, did you know that Alicia's your favorite? And she
other
just,
way around.
That's going in the outtakes.